how in broad brush strokes would you describe the scale of the problem? And is it incompetence or is it something more sinister in your view?
Well, it borders on both. I think if you think back, the most obvious thing that should have happened, and this is not, again, astrophysics, was for the government, when they were first inclined to have an inquiry, which they clearly should be, was to approach the victims and the survivors and their families. Now, as far as I can see, they did not do that. And in fact, that was the reason why the second chair, again, who was handpicked by the government, and in fact, as everybody now knows, they actually filled in the or helped her fill in the application forms so she could get it right. Even then, they didn't get it right. They must have known all along.
This is Home Office civil servants who were holding.
Well, I think it's got a political momentum. They must have known. They must have known the connection she had with Leon Britton, and they must have known that justice must be seen to be done as well as done. So they're pretty basic principles. It's only when she realised that the survivors had not been consulted. That's absolutely outrageous. And in fact, as far as I can see, they, until very recently when they realised they're in a hole, a very deep hole out of which they're not going to climb very easily, that they decided they would consult them. And of course, what the survivors are saying is the terms of reference are hopeless. They don't geographically deal with a wide enough ambit, and historically they're not wide enough. The panel members they've questioned, there are already, as you've seen before, the Home Affairs Committee, certainly altercations occurring, and I think the thing's a complete mess, and somebody in government needs to stand outside all this, go back to the drawing board, start again and do the job properly and quickly, because as you pointed out, people are like Leon Britton, are dying very regularly, so you're going to lose the evidence.
So a complete fresh start. I mean, rip it all up and start all
absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely, and there ought to be, you know, alacrity about this. They ought to realise the urgency, and the choosing the chair has now become, you know, an enormous process. In which, as far as I can see, it's not going to be completed before the election. And I've got a feeling, and everybody's got a feeling, that they really don't want this result before the election, and they want to pass it on to whoever, if there is a clear governmental situation after the election, they want to pass it on. Because it's too hot to handle by any standards.
So it is, in a sense, a dropped ball.
Yes.
People listening to this, Michael Mansfield, will just be straining at the bounds of credulity, won't they? That something so huge, something that has such an epic emotional impact upon almost everybody, whether it's historical or more current, these sorts of crimes possess a unique place, perhaps, in the public's perceptions. And yet you are suggesting that our rulers don't share that depth of concern.
I think they share a depth of concern, provided, in fact, they can do it in a way which avoids some of the most pertinent questions being asked and answered. And so, in a sense, I've seen it before many, many times, the way government tries to avoid accountability. Let's take another example. It's completely outside this, but Chilcot.
Yes. Yes.
Blair didn't want one, didn't want an inquiry. Then finally Brown says, all right, we'll have one, but in private. He relents on that, and finally they do have an inquiry, which was going to all take place with a report within 1 year. What's happened? We're still waiting 6 years later. There's real reluctance when the base questions are being faced, and transparency is not the name of the game.
And the public don't seem to be...
Well, I think. I mean, obviously, I don't pretend, unlike politicians, to be the voice of the public, who necessarily knows. But I mean, it's anecdotal. But as far as I can gather from public reaction, and particularly that of the survivors,
yes,
that they have lost faith in the process, and therefore, to restore that faith, and you're not going to get anywhere at all unless the survivors participate and cooperate, and therefore, without that. You know, don't even start the drawing board exercise. And it's going to need a lot of persuasion to get them back on board. And they're willing to do it because they need to see the urgency of it. But this is a very old refrain, come across it many, many times in government. There's a real reluctance to, as it were, set up something which might just touch upon, you know, very basic principles. And it's, you know, one has to go back to the expenses scandal and all the rest of... We have a democracy, in inverted commas, which is... visibly shaken, it seems to me, in the way of accountability.
Would you accept the suggestion that some of the cast members in the story you've just described will have been breathing a sigh of relief at the passing of Leon Britton. There's a convenience to it.
Well, I don't think, you know, for example, if eventually the government or anybody else gets round to asking if I actually would chair it and all the rest of it, which they haven't asked up to now. They haven't even made any overtures. But should they, and should there come a situation in which I find myself in the chair, it would not be sensible for me to have expressed views about anything in advance.
No, I think I overlooked temporarily your QC status and your legal brain. My apologies. And I hope you are offered it. If you are, I hope you'll allow me to say that. I mean, circumstances depending, you'd be up for this job, presumably.
Yep, certainly.
Why do you think they haven't spoken? Why haven't they spoken to you?
I don't know the answer to that, but I suspect they're concerned that, you know, I might just be somebody who will ask the questions that they don't want to ask. That's really what it comes to, and I've got a reputation for doing that over the years, so I guess that's their worry. Almost anybody but.